May God have mercy on us and bless us. May he cause the light of his countenance to shine upon us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today we have the great feast of the finding of the Holy Cross. And after the Mass, there follows also the blessing of palm crosses. And at the very end, we all venerate the relic of the true cross. And the feast of finding of the true cross has its origin in the 4th century. A very powerful man named Constantine the Great became the new emperor of Rome, and this man abolished the persecution of Christians, which was very happy news for all persecuted Christians in Rome. And soon after this, his mother Helena converted to Catholicism, and she became such a devout Christian that one might believe her to have been like that from her childhood. And this lady we know as Saint Helena. Saint Helena followed Jesus so ardently that she wanted to find the true cross, which had given everlasting life to her and all the true followers of Jesus. So she started to the long journey to Jerusalem to find this true cross, the very cross on which our Savior Jesus was crucified. During the evil times of persecutions, a pagan emperor had erected on Calvary a huge statue of a pagan false god Jupiter. But Saint Helena tore this idol to pieces and started to dig the ground, and finally she found the true cross. Dear children, what a joy it must have been to find the true cross, the cross which had brought the salvation to the sinners. But I wanted to remind you today, children, that you also have your own crosses to carry in your life. But if you do that in the same spirit of humility as Jesus carried his own heavy cross, he will always bless you and remind you of his great mercy. Doing this is usually easy on good days, but this might get hard on the days of sorrow. Always when we have committed sin, we should feel sorrow that we have offended our Heavenly Father. That is why always before you children receive Holy Communion, the priest says to you on your behalf, "Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldst enter under my roof. Say but the word, and my soul shall be healed." There is a good old story about a man which shows how our Lord's cross should always put our sorrows and complaints in the true perspective. This man woke early in the morning to watch the sunrise and admire all God's beautiful creation. And as he watched and said his thanksgiving to God, Jesus himself arrived on the scene and asked, "Do you love me?" The man answered, "Of course, God, you are my Lord and Savior." Then Jesus asked, "If you were physically handicapped, would you still love me?" The man was a little confused. He looked down upon his arms, legs, and the rest of his body, and wondered how many things he wouldn't be able to do, the things that he had took for granted. And he answered, "It would be tough, Lord, but I would still love you." Then the Lord said, "If you were blind, would you still love my creation?" Man wondered, how could he love something without being able to see it? Then he thought of all the blind people in the world, and how many of them still loved God and his creation. So the man answered, "It's hard to think of it, but I would still love you." Then the Lord asked, "If you were deaf, would you still listen to my word?" Man wondered, how could he listen to anything being deaf? But then he understood, Listening to God's word is not merely using our ears, but also our hearts. He answered, "It would be tough, but I would still listen to your word." The Lord then asked, "If you were mute, would you still praise my name?" Again, how could the man praise without a voice? But then it occurred to him, God wants us to sing from our very heart and soul, and praising God is not always with a song, but when we are persecuted, we give God praise with our inner words of thanks and living His word. So the man answered, "Though I could not physically sing, I would still praise your name." And the Lord then asked, "Do you really love me?" With courage and strong conviction, the man answered boldly, "Yes, Lord, I love you because you are the one and true God." He thought he had answered quite well, but then God asked, "Then why do you sin? Why in times of peace you stray the furthest? Why only in times of trouble you pray the earnest? Why are you so often ashamed of me? Why in times of trouble you cry to others when I offer my shoulder to cry on? Why make excuses when I give you opportunities to serve in my name?" The man tried to answer, but there was no answer to give. Lord continued, "You are blessed with life. I made you not to throw this gift away. I have blessed you with talents to serve me, but you continue to turn away. I have revealed my worth to you, but you do not gain in knowledge. You have ears to hear, and I have spoken to you, but your ears are so often closed. And I have shown my blessing to you, but your eyes have so often been turned away. I have sent you servants, but you have sat idly by as they were pushed away. I have heard your prayers, and I have answered them all. So therefore I ask, do you truly love me?" The man could not answer, and how could he? He was embarrassed beyond belief. He had no excuse. What could he say? When the tears had flowed, he said, "Please forgive me, Lord. I am unworthy to be your child." And the Lord answered, "I forgive you, my child." He asked, "Why do you continue to forgive me? Why do you love me so?" The man had never cried so hard. How could he have been so cold and continue sinning from time after time? How could he have hurt God as he had done? And he again asked God, "How much do you love me?" And in answer, the Lord stretched out his arms and showed his nail-pierced hands. So, dear children, no matter how heavy or sorrowful your own cross of your life will be, it is never as heavy or difficult to carry as the true cross of Jesus was. And be always thankful to dear Jesus that he has carried his true and heavy cross on which he was crucified, and your life will also be as in an old poem, "And at last I knew that God had made this special cross for me, for God in his great wisdom knew what I before could not see, that often the loveliest crosses are the heaviest crosses to bear, for only God is wise enough to choose the cross we can wear." God bless you, children. In the name of the Father, and of the Son,